for sharing that with me tonight.
Thank you.
Dad?
Yes.
I've been a great deal tonight. I haven't been taking things serious. Guilt, my elitism, or looking at myself, I appreciate it very much. I don't have the words to express it, but I will concentrate on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any particular point or question? And that's all right. I got that. That was a general impact. I felt sincere to that. Go ahead.
Dad, I thought I had faith, but I didn't have half the faith that I have now. Thank you.
Thank you. I want you to have faith to get through, keep you well, keep you free of pain. Go ahead.
Dad, I know I haven't been so good since I've been here, but I truly have been trying. And I've been failing in my trying. I ain't done all of that meanness, but just giving little dirty looks, you know. That's bad enough. And I do hope you'll forgive me, and I'll try to do better. And the reason I ain't been talking, when I do get up to talk, I hear so much sit down and all of that. I have a desire to talk. I know I'm not an educated person, but I means well, Dad. And I got a lot out of what you said tonight. I truly, whenever it comes up on the floor, things ain't going just right, I almost have a heart attack to see what you have to go through with. And I tries to be as good as I possibly can. And from now on, I'll promise you, when people said things that they shouldn't say to me, I'm going to keep my big mouth shut and look at them.
Guy Mitchell, a good report I wanted to put down the secretary, and I do recommend until they get this compost thing under control for flies that they spray out there three times a week. It's a very good report of things that they're trying to do with Bob Christian, the pump and so forth, the compost, cattle. It looks like he's doing a pretty good comprehensive job. But as I said, the secretary's radio room and the ones I named, apart from that, are to go over this thing very, very cautiously. Any particular main problems that we have? Any main problem in gardens? Any main problem in gardens, Simpson? Almost had a water brigade, and by 5 minutes the rain came today, and that was unusual. Unusual. I'd like to know what made the difference there. I know I made the difference, but I'd just like to know how to do that. That's a trick. That rain bit is a trick. I can know of other time, but today I had the problem of Georgetown. I don't know what the interconnecting thoughts was. I knew as certainly as ever I wasn't going to have no water brigade. I knew it. I know the power, but I just like to get all the interconnecting things. I know some of you are following what I'm saying anyway. I look at all life scientifically. I remember in Louisiana, when I stopped the rain, that woman was playing ball, was in her 90s, should have been with us today. She'd have had proper consciousness, not gone to Hawaii. She left the church and went to Hawaii, ended up paralyzed from her neck down. You remember who I'm talking about? I've forgotten her name because I just want to get it out of my mind, pain. St. John. Yeah, Valor St. John. She wasn't going to be with us. She was going to do her thing, go to Hawaii. And she didn't want to hit Hawaii. And she had a total paralyzed stroke. And she begged for me, but it was too late then. We were right in the middle of crisis. We had to move. Yes. Self-centeredness, yes.
I guess so. So, anyway.
Watch yourself. Can we do anything about leveling this thing in here, too, with a little... It was here that Rose had her terrible fall. We could build up this... If the inspection people get some people in the learning department or whatever department to build up, so when they walk onto that wood, people's vision change and dims as they get older, and you have a hell of a step from that to the wood. And it's very dangerous. I'm telling you, folks, you do need a stick. You need to walk with a stick. Yeah, shaved into a slope. It really does. And I spoke to Joyce. Fine. That's good. And that's sweet of you. But get this committee, if we can get this, if the learning crew would take us on, and Brother Ferris, I know, is good about that kind of stuff. If we can get something and get the proper crew to fix these kind of areas. Because one fall like that, if it hadn't been for my power, it's all over.
So I showed him a couple of them about a kitchen.
Thank you. Salika, thank you. Okay, you're going ahead, Helen.
I have a problem with myself not wanting to be told too much. And I realize it is a bad problem. But that's my guilt. And I'd like to face them, and I'd like to overcome them, and I'm trying as much as I know how. So I know
you. Well, I appreciate you making note of it. I may appreciate you taking note of it, Helen.
Yes.
Remember, I get told all day long what to do. If you think of that,
yes.
All of your needs are telling me all day long what I need to do, what I must do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll override it. And if you feel guilt enough about all the things in life that one could have done, should have done before the new father, because none of you here would have ever helped Angela Davis get out of jail, or Billy Joe Smith, or any of those cases. Money we sent to Africa, Jesus Christ, that took chances with, helped world liberation in Brazil. You never would have done that if you hadn't met Father. You say you did, but you wouldn't. That's a bunch of bullshit. You didn't do it. So you should feel guilt about all the black children that we didn't feed. Tons of food we sent to the dying children in Sahara. You remember that? Church of God minister. His own church wouldn't help. You remember? His own denomination wouldn't help when they had that horrible famine. If you feel guilt, then, as you say, you'll get over it. Thank you, Helen.
And forgive me for all my mistakes, and I'm trying my best to grow.
Thank you. I doubt if anyone does that, but it'd be good if we all did.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you. Dad? Now here comes my buddy. She works and takes care of herself and sees with her mind, not her eyes. Yes, sweetie.
Am I right? You have so many people back on. I think about them. And when I be crying about things, the folks ask someone, ask, why you cry? Dad don't want you to cry. I said, well, I'm not. I said, well, you couldn't answer this question enough. You don't know what I'm crying about. So if you know what I'm crying about, you might would cry too. And Dad, is it right if I just, when I'm going, they gonna feed me? If I, there's so many of them to eat, and if I've been eating three biscuits, as I should say two and leave off one, some to tell me that ain't gonna do no good. That's for you. That ain't helping them. That hurts me when they say that. I think I could do without something, and that's no better time to start at it like that. Is that right, Dad?
She wants to take off.
They want to give her some business, and she wants two.
But there's probably your weight, sweetie. They want to keep it up. But that's very sweet of you. I don't know why more seniors don't think like you.
That's right, Dad.
That's sweet of you. But you eat it. You eat it, honey.
Should I?
I would rather.
But sometimes, Dad, you know what I say? I ask myself a question. Am I worthy of eating sometime? I've not got nothing to turn in for no money to turn in.
Well, you're like me. That's why I love you so. I don't think I am worthy, but we got to eat.
Thanks, Dad.
You got to eat to keep me going.
Thank you, Dad.
I always love to hear your cussing out that comes into the meeting.
Brenda, giggle all day.
What's that, sweetie?
I just laugh all day the next day. But if I curse someone, I curse them out. And then that feels good. Look like it just heals me or something. I don't know what, but I just get happy when I just
curse. Well, I think
something.
You heal a lot of us because we all feel like cussing.
That's right.
And we cuss
right,
for
Dad.
Us.
That's right. That's so true.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes. If there's some important point, let's not get into a lot of extraneous, a lot of generalizations.
that I appreciated very much and went deeply inside of me, your talk that you gave. It was very educational and very understandable. And when you got to the part when you said that the Soviet Union are watching us, I think that's grand. We should fight more. We should be more stronger and continue fighting to let them know that we want to get somewhere and we hope to get somewhere soon, not tomorrow, but now. And I just think it was great. And also, your life, when you were speaking on, I was bleeding inside, but I don't know, I guess you knew it. The tears was just about to pop out, because I have a feeling, and I understand. I understand. When it rained today, I told the sister, I know who made it rain. You don't have to bring the water out. And I laughed. I know who it was. And I know you know, deep within you, that I understand, and I know what you're going through. I do know it, well, and I appreciate it. Everything that you ever did for me.
I appreciate that. I'll leave that. No one can fully know the mind of Father what he goes through, but you can know who does the things. I'm pleased that you're just new and you're thinking about the Soviet Union, because that is a strong ace that the Soviet Union watches us. There's a lot that they won't be able to do as long as the Soviet Union has an interest in us, which I'm sure we can nurture forever.
I picked up 2 points that you mentioned. And it was about what you said, that you was a prisoner here because of people who continually mess up and who won't want to work. And I was thinking of myself as a guilt of my own thing. As I figure, at one time I'd figure, oh, I would I want to study hard, you know, and get into my profession that I want to do, and probably venture out, because I don't. I had thought this at one time, that I don't want to be, you know, in such a isolated area. Then I said, to myself, when Dad said, "Hey, walking down the street," meaning the pathway here, up and down the pathway, was like a prison to him, and he would have to probably be here the rest of his life. He can't even go to Georgetown to get his your tooth fixed. I figured that. I could. It wouldn't really matter to me, because the profession I want to get into anyway, I have a laboratory out there in the jungle, and I could just stay here and study here, you know, if that was the case, and just watch and help, you know, with the knowledge that I get, help build Jonestown up, because I was thinking 30 miles of land that's about the size of a city. And then another thing I was thinking of, which you mentioned about how socialism is beneficial, more beneficial to people, and how can anyone think that? How?
Don't worry, Jerry. I was just thinking, you're very beautiful. When you first came, he was so out of it. He was so out of it. There's no way to describe how far out he was. The self and off in him. They destroyed his mind. The system had. And I think that you would note that word that I said one time, not being able to go to the dentist and being a prisoner here. But I want you to know, son, that I'll do my best to see that some of our young people will be able to get to the places of study, the best in the world. But as you say, out there is a laboratory of untouched, and we can make our own laboratories if necessary. What is it you want to be, Jer?
I want to be a plant pathologist, and I want to get into advanced studies of botany, and later on get into thermodynamics, if I can. That's why I've talked to Pauline Group about teaching me what she knows about math, because I want to find out new things about plants and how they can help with people and stuff like that. Because I've always had interest in science ever since I was little, observing things. And I didn't actually start studying biology till I was in the 10th grade, because I was trying to keep up.
I've heard so many good things about you the last few days, too, by the way.
I was trying to keep up with my so-called intellectual friends. And one day, what really determined me is when one of my white friends came up to me, and he says, "Jerry," we was walking, you know, and he says, "Jerry, you know what? You know what I want to do? I want to become a physicist." And I said, God damn it, to myself, here's this white boy, he can decide what he wants to do, and here I'm just still struggling in high school. So I said to myself, from then on, I was going to start studying, and then I started studying, because you can ask Russell, you can ask my brothers, I started writing, and I started studying 8 hours a day, going to the library. Sometimes I would need out study every day. So, but what happened? What happened?
What you thanking me for? I'm going to stop this. What you thanking me for? What happened?
You almost got ate up.
You what?
You almost got ate up.
What happened?
We couldn't get out because we got tied up. We couldn't get out.
Well, what happened? Did you see the cat?
Yes.
What did the cat do?
It was trying to eat us up.
Barely got their asses out of there.
Ripped my bongs off my goddamn feet. Put his feet in my pockets.
I'm sorry. It's not it's a most inappropriate place. What do you... You don't like the cat, huh?
No.
If you behave, he wouldn't be interested in you at all, because he's been good out there.
Right.
All he's ever done is come up to the edge of the jungle and look at us. He never has bothered any of us. Up and down the neighbors have had 9 goats he got one night across the way, across the road. 9 goats, wasn't it? 9 goats, 8 goats, 9 goats. He popped him and nearly got a man. Never bothered us. Got another man's dog. Come out up on the porch and got it. What'd the cat do? What'd the cat do, Comrade Johnson?
He tried to get us to eat us up.
Well, we can try to get you to eat you up. Did you see the cat?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't count on that. You really saw the cat?
Yeah.
Ram said that's wonderful. I tell you, anybody be horses, Reb been of all people, he can't even that wasn't one of his favorite people, I'm sure, and it's a hell of a note when a black man can't bear white folk not having to resurrect them. I'd get hoarse too, Reb, I'm telling you. We're talking about white, not in terms of color, but a mentality. Yep. Well, I guess that we'll see. We'll give you one more day to see if you two can behave yourselves and stay out of trouble. Then it's going to be out there, I guess, permanently. It's been a wild time out there, huh?
Yes.
One of you going to go in a box. And it'll be namely you, Mark, as bad as I hate to see it, but it'll help you get to know yourself. It's a long, long time for a child. One hell of a long time. And by the box, it'll either make you or break you, I think. You have to have a lot of personality strengths to endure it. Not me now. I'd love it. Get away from all people. Nobody would give me their complaints. I'd go crazy in it because I'd know there'd be something going wrong up here that I should be taking care of. If you know what I mean. Okay. Back on the crew.
Okay, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
You know, we will park you out there, huh?
Yes. Yes, Dad.
Did the cat, did you get close to the cat?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good. The rains and the winds and the waves and the cats obey the will. Go on. What did the cat do?
He chased after us trying to...
chased after you. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes.
You see him? You see the cat?
Yes.
Do you make a noise?
Yes.
What do you do?
He's trying to get us.
What kind of noise does he make?
His noise is loud.
Well, what kind of noise?
No.
What?
No.
Can you hear what it sound like?
No.
But you didn't hear it? You hear the cat making noise?
Yes.
Well, just in case you want a fool out there, we do have something we're trying to do. We're trying to train a cat. So we can make a cat available if you want a cat. Hmm? Okay. Go sit down. This cat, we're hoping to get the cat in a pit and be able to work with the cat, because I haven't had the heart to shoot the cat. All the cat has done thus far has been very nice things. If anyway the cat had the slightest remote connection with you guys, at least you think you've met the cat, I gather. I'm very proud. I just don't want to kill him. They had him within their bead night before last. They had him eyeball to eyeball. He was sitting there looking at him, but I just couldn't do it. How many want me to kill the cat? Somebody does? Okay, then. Community decision. If you see him, you might take another thought about it. He's a very, very willful cat. What? I don't know how you got time to go leaping and roping around.
I think they ought to stay that way. I just want to know it. Because these guys, they're hell. I mean, they'd run out and everything. We finally had to tie them down and leave them there. And we're risking our ass, you know, putting their ass. And we haven't done anything wrong. I'm serious. And
I understand.
And I think they ought to stay tied. I don't care how long they stay tied. You know. Make them wear all their shirts backward and tie the sleeve.
I think they should stay there a while. It was night. They should stay there tonight. Don't get untied then. You hear?
Yes, Dad.
And tomorrow you work with the group. We'll see. And boy, if you give any trouble, they'll tie you up sharp and plain.
Thanks, Dad.
And one of you will go in the box. Your mark will do first. Because you had longer days. Okay. Dismissed. Thank you, Jerry. You gave me some very helpful insights. That's no more. I don't think I'm standing on what's up. Okay, quickly.
Dad, you was talking about two out of three babies going to bed starving. I had thought about when I was complaining about the amount of food that I got in the line this morning. I mean, today at dinner, and I was complaining to the people who were sitting around me. And I was just thinking about myself, because if I would have got the amount that I wanted and the other people wouldn't have, I wouldn't have even said anything about it. So I was just being selfish.
Are you losing weight? He's not, is he? Are you getting weight?
Yes, Dad.
Are you losing weight?
No, I'm gaining.
Well, that's good. As long as you're gaining, but I do want that. There's some debate about sugar on the rice in the morning makes it better and so forth. It costs so abominably much. The way people were pouring it on, I had to pull it to restriction. But some people said they'd like to take the sugar they use in their coffee or something. If they had, they wouldn't take that simple a choice. And there's some way you can prove it. Is there any way you can prove it?
It's like a cereal with the gravy and then sprinkle a little sugar on it.
Yes, it does.
I can't have it myself, but I'm just saying a lot of people say that.
Well, how can you control the coffee beside the soda? So, because people will lie. They say, I didn't have no sugar in my coffee, and then they'll go get it right. You see, that's not the question I'm trying to... They can take that plate up. They can take that plate up if they want the sugar and have to get it where they get the coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we do it that way?
They should. I don't believe they should put the sugar in the coffee until the person gets there anyway, because I know my coffee's been so darn sweet, I almost don't drink it, but I do just because it's there. And
well, don't give it then until they get there, okay? Well, okay. I don't want to get into that. It's who does, who doesn't. I'm trying to get an equitable control because somebody don't want the sugar in their coffee and they prefer to have it in the rice. Okay, we'll go. The rice plate has to go by the coffee, and so please watch to see they don't then come back with their with a coffee here.
Melting the sugar and using it as a liquid sugar, it does much more sweetening, and we're wasting a lot of sugar in the bottom of the cup where the people don't get the use of it. So for a while there, when we used the bags of sugar where we boiled it, Reb boiled it up, I think it goes much further as a liquid. It dissolves because we could use less.
Can we do it without putting a burden, undue burden on staff?
That sounds, I don't know. Because
is it possible? Is it possible, people? I'm not asking you. Is it possible? I agree. I've heard this before. Yes, Mary. We don't have one? How did we store it before?
Well, we used some of the containers, the water jugs, the large containers.
What happened to them?
So that's the only problem, is having somewhere to put it after we cook it.
Do we have any? Can we have any containers at all we can use?
Dad, we used the water containers, and one of them, the syrup was put in, and the containers leaking now.
Well, that's a good reason not to use the water containers.
I was saying they can't measure the liquid sugar because sometimes they just pour it out of the container and then it may be too much in there. So we need some way to measure the liquid sugar.
Would you people take that on your mind and come up with some ideas and put them into steering? I'd like a solution to this steering. See if we can, if we can make it go further. But I agree with that. We'd have to learn measurement and a whole lot of things, containers, a lot of things we don't have and we can't resolve tonight. But I'd like to put that on your agenda, steering. Yes, next.
Dad, there's something to have today, and I wasn't too nice, and I was wondering, do you think that I work all night, and I'd like my supervisor to write down the chores that I should do in the dorm when I wake up, and then that way I can do my chores, and maybe it would make it better.
No, okay, okay, thank you, honey. Thank you.
Dad, I want to share my guilt tonight about before I met you. I seen your picture, Fanny Ford showed it to me, and this is what I said, you know, before I ever met you, she said, "Miss Father," and I said something like, you know, when you were sitting there telling us tonight about how you pain and everything, I feel bad about that, but I have to get this off of my, off of my mind. I want to share it. I just say, you mean to tell me you calling that white man daddy? And she almost killed me. She said, if you say that about him again, I'll break your damn neck right now. Fanny Ford said it. She the one introducing me to you.
That's a way, and, that's a way to present God. I think it's unique.
That's right. And I feel guilty because I hadn't even never gave up anything to the temple. And as soon as I came in there, you know, you just saved me from doing 15 years in the county jail, and I had never gave up any of the money that I, you know, went through with. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to
share. That's how black I am, but you didn't.
I know now. See, you nobody have to tell me I'm the.
You looked black in the picture, and that's understandable.
Yes, but I know who you are now, but I don't really know, but I feel like you are, I know you're somebody good for all of us.
And I heard good things about you, darling. Well, you worked quite all those months I was gone and working out passports when they said I couldn't get it done. And I said we would and got you out of prison. Risked, she's one that's a great miracle and proves my love. I risked going to prison over her because I didn't know her and she was, they said, Muslim even. And I said, well, she, the FBI, I wasn't turning her over to the FBI without promises. I wouldn't let them pick her up because I knew they'd go in shooting after her. And I made the demand for promises at that point, an assurance I gave her that she'd be free, and here she is. And they had so many charges against her, it staggered our heads.
That's right. And you told me, said, I want you to turn yourself in and don't worry about a thing, because I can handle it. I said, okay, Dad. And I went to jail and stayed 3 days, and I couldn't believe I was being free. You know, I walked out of that third day, came to Frisco, and I've been, you know, working ever since. And I just thank Dad for that. And I hate you have to go through so many changes with people, you know, that don't want to work over there. They make me so damn mad. I be wanting to jump on them, you know, because I know. You know what he'd be going through it. Every day he have to do it with all of us. So I wish everybody would get up off him and just work. Let's work and make this a beautiful place for our dad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do know that you showed care. You made my, I've missed myself going to prison for so many, but you have helped me to realize that some people do appreciate. Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
Dad,
these two.
I have one real short, bad, guilty thing I have. That's when I kept sticking with my mom. I wouldn't give her up, and I just kept sticking with her. I still have a very bad, guilty
thing. I don't think you knew how bad she was, son. Only I could know. Now that she came out in the open and been to Brian Bouquet's house, and he told you, and then it becomes more evident. But it's an understandable thing. I never held that against you, son.
Yeah.
We just happened to be cursed with a bad mom, and I was cursed with a bad dad. And she wasn't yours. One good thing you can be thankful for, your dad had adopted you, but she wasn't your natural mother, so you won't have all the hang-ups that some people have. I'm so glad for that. She is an unusually nasty bitch.
There you go.
But I understand how any child holds on to their parent. And I'm sorry that she's the way she is. I wouldn't have told you. It wasn't just the way it is. Oh, God. These people. Go ahead, honey.
Dad, a few of the points that you made that I remember are the two nurses in the United States. They killed, I think it was 54 patients. They smothered them with a pillow. And
I'm not interested in news tonight. And I was wondering what you got from myself, my thoughts, something that triggered something about for me.
Okay. What I got from you was the affection, how much you care for us, like how you like to hold every one of us. Because I know I'm one that seek affection, and you that really touched me when you said that you would like to just embraced us.
That's sweet, honey. And I'm glad I conveyed that, because unfortunately so much of the time I have to stand up here and shout this and shout that, because it's not my nature. I don't want to shout rules at people. And I would like to hold and tenderly protect everyone.
Dad, one of the things that meant a lot to me was when you said that we don't respond to kindness, that you have to have fear. And, you know, that kind of struck kind of hard at me.
Most people don't, anyway. Some people do, but most people don't. But that's a process of socialist evolution. Okay, let's go. I'm not seeking a lot of conversation. You thought you were up there. If you were up there, it's fine. But so we'll close it then, please.
Okay, the thing that stuck in my mind was the thing about the going hungry, because I've gone hungry before. And when you started talking about that 7-year-old boy, and I guess everything's, you know, you have to go through it yourself before you can identify.
I think that's true, darling.
And I wanted to cry, and because I know what it's like to go hungry. And I just wanted to say thank you for bringing it back into my mind, making me, you know, remember things of the past, because I can grow and be strong.
Well, that lad was taken care of. I did take care of that family, but that was a host of people. I came back after I took care of my priest problem. I took care of it, but goodness knows you didn't take care of all the pain all the rest of his life. Any problems in bananas?
No, Dad. We're starting spraying for leaf spot now, and everything's under control so far.
Any major successes when I come down through these two? Herbal gardens? Any major breakthrough or any major problem?
Starting to think, Dad. We've been measuring the garden now, and looking forward. No major problems at the present time.
Any major breakthrough?
Ernestine would like to speak to you.
You asked me about the leaf, and it does have high contents of vitamin A of the papaya leaf. But the thing is, the darn thing is so damn bitter till, you know, you get a lot of, when you boil it, it does come out. But it still have a lot of A in it, but that's why so much is in there. And when you boil it down, it takes some more work to find out just how to get it out. I'm still working on it. But of course, the juice that comes out is good for removing calcium. Grandma Bates can tell you about that. So it's not a total loss. We can't use it for food. It does save in a medicinal purpose for taking care of feet.
Oh, it's a song. Well, yeah. Good. We're interested. Anybody can give any ideas to her to meet with her. We'll give special awards. And that we could find out how we could use any leafy green vegetable. Okay, peanuts and sorrel.
Well, just one thing, we started harvesting today, and the other thing, I brought some peanuts out here, but it's just a case of a couple of things that we can discuss in our peanut meeting Wednesday night that we can take care of there.
Is there a problem there, you mean?
Well, there's some the problem's mostly in know-how that we can straighten out there.
Well, do we want to say, is it, how long does it take? You mean, all the people will be in the peanut meeting when, tomorrow night?
Wednesday night.
Well, we don't want to mess up our peanuts because it has a good prospect for us. These are the peanuts laying up there now.
Yes, Dad.
What are they doing particularly wrong?
Well, in one case, one variety we did not know anything about, the seed we got from the States, it must take a little longer than usual to grow because we picked them a little green. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other one is we're going to have to change over from covering the other peanuts rather than by machine. We do more of it by hand, probably some of each. And up to now, we've been covering mostly by machine.
Appreciate anything you can do to make that peanut thing grow. Bricks, same.
Oh, and the bricks, yes, we have a request in with the job committee to take care of some new personnel needed to help with construction, both on the bricks and with the soap factory, and also get some wood.
Mm-hmm. What do you need?
Well, I have
brick, soap, yeah. All amazingly potential valuable things to a community if mm-hmm. they work.
We're acquiring wood now. The asbestos are cutting wood for us out of the jungle. We're getting our share of it, and we want to get help to get it. I have a request in with the job committee. I think it'll be tomorrow afternoon. I'm scheduled to go with them when they meet.
How many people are you wanting?
Well, I was going to ask for four people, two for the cutting wood and two for the construction, plus Roosevelt Turner, if I could get him to run the construction crew.
Is this possible? Offhand, is that possible? You mean, who is the work crew? Try to They're going to try to provide it through an overall crew supervising to get what you need. They'll meet tomorrow then, is that right?
Job committee. Yes.
Job committee, okay.
Thank you.
So, Al, nothing to say? No, we're past that, I'm sorry. Rick, that's fine. Cultivation? We appreciate what you and Willie Sneed are doing in BRICS. I hope we can break through something that we could build more facilities. Our housing would be enhanced and increased. Within that would be remarkable. Shift, please. Cultivation, Philip Blakey, anything particular? Agronomy and compost. Are we coming? We had to thank Guy Mitchell for his report and his work. He's down getting the chickens. We had a little problem with the chickens coming in, I guess, again. Land construction? Nothing at all? Moving along per schedule, huh? Natural insecticides and insecticides education? Making flowers? The mixture of the fly traps, by the way, in some catch and some don't. Like the one down the East House is not catching. I'd like to know what the trick is. It's some problem. The one out here seemed to be catching a good bit in the yard.
I don't know what the problem is. The traps are all being given the same amount of control, and I tried to put the same portion of fish in each trap. I frankly don't think you have as many flies down there as we have over here. I notice also that it's quite
a host of them.
Well, I didn't see them when I was down there. I looked around.
Well, if you shit there, you'll notice them.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
But it may be in proportion. It may be in proportion.
That's what I mean. There seem to be many
it's not
more.
But I don't mind disagreement. But actually, there is no. It's not catching a one. I poured it out tonight and mixed some water, and I thought maybe it was too highly concentrated. We'll see what happens now. But it isn't catching even one.
For some reason, it don't seem to smell as highly as these down here. Maybe it's because it don't have as many flies in it. They hadn't caught any.
Logically, that could be.
That may be.
The meat too has not to decompose. So I thought there's too much solution there. It seemed to me.
I think in a lot of cases, some of them are in the sun more during the day than others, and I think that has
true.
Something to do with the poison and the meat not stinking and the poison going out faster than others.
I think that's very well said.
Down at the special care unit, Dad, the one was so close to the building, in the shade of the building, and it didn't catch either, but when she brought it out, farther into the sun in the middle of the complex, now it's half full of flies.
Well, good. Are we making more of those so we can get a lot of them? That's beautiful. I surely need, if we had enough of those around here, we could make hay with some of these flies. And everybody must have their fly swatter with them. You don't take it upon yourself. If everybody used your fly swatter, you'd make a dent on these flies. You must be at the meal. And I want to take note of people. We're going to taking note through sat or observation of those who do not have their fly swatter. How many have fly swatters? You all have one. So get them out and see if they're with you. All during meals, and you swap those things between after you finish eating and all around. We've got to work at it. It highly impresses the government, that war against flies. Okay, Troy Valzell, what was this follow? Oh, that's something else. Well, she's in one of her problems. Don't worry about it. Troy tries to get the final report on every essential follow-up item and does a report for the agenda each week. She is knowledgeable and can answer the questions that might be asked. That's beautiful, Troy. All right. Nothing else? I hope you'll weigh heavily on what I said tonight during news. We give a warning to these people who were talking. And we know you all during news when I'm talking. We have to make an emphasis of it.